This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Police in Britain say it was an act of terrorism. They're referring to a stabbing rampage in the southern English town of Reading, in which three people were killed and others wounded. Speaking to reporters, police constable says the incident was distressing for officers and witnesses.
The scene was pretty horrific. We had a number of officers that were in the community because they were patrolling in around Reading, and they were there very quickly. But we also had a number of people in the park that were witnesses to this incident and then saw the terrible tragedy unfold.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he is appalled and sickened by the attack. U.S. President Donald Trump relaunched his campaign for re-election with a rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
We begin our campaign, and I just want to thank all of you. You are warriors.
With about a third of the 19,000 seats at Tulsa's BOK Center empty, and six campaign staffers having just tested positive for the coronavirus, President Trump opened his rally by thanking the crowd for showing up.
The silent majority is stronger than ever before.
The crowd was significantly lighter than expected, and the campaign scrapped plans for Trump to first address an overflow space outdoors. Trump blamed the media and protesters.
Very bad people outside. They were doing bad things.
Tulsa police reported just one arrest among the pre-rally demonstrators Saturday afternoon. I'm Ben Thomas.
Libya's UN-recognized government of national accord is denouncing Egypt's warning of military intervention in Libya, labeling it a declaration of war. The war of words comes on the eve of a virtual meeting of Arab League foreign ministers on Libya. This is VOA News. Passengers wearing masks and wheeling suitcases arrived at Madrid's main airport on Sunday as Spain opened its borders to most European countries and ended a state of emergency imposed to contain the coronavirus. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
Passengers donned masks as they arrived at Madrid's main airport as Spain opened its borders to most European countries and ended a state of emergency on Sunday. Spain's borders are now open to all European Union countries except Portugal, as well as Schengen area members outside the bloc and Britain, in a much-needed boost to the country's tourism industry, which accounts for more than 12%. All arriving passengers will have their temperature taken, submit information about where they have come from, and provide their location in Spain in case they need to be traced.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. While Europe sees slow improvement, countries including Brazil, South Africa, and India are reporting alarming increases. With more than 2.2 million cases, the U.S. has more infections than anywhere else in the world. The U.S. also leads the world in COVID deaths, with nearly 120,000, according to Johns Hopkins University. Tyson's Food is looking into reports that China's customs agency has suspended poultry imports from a Tyson facility in the United States. China's actions come after coronavirus cases were confirmed among its employees. Out of China Sunday gave no details of the quantity of meat affected. China may enact a controversial Hong Kong security law at the end of June. AP Sarah Bassett reports.
China's top lawmaking body has announced a three-day session for the end of the month. While the bill is not yet listed on the agenda for the meeting, the timing of the upcoming legislative session is unusual and suggests that China may be aiming to pass the law ahead of a July 1st holiday that marks Hong Kong's return to China. China released some details of the proposed legislation late Saturday, heightening fears that the central government is tightening its grip on Hong Kong after months of anti-government protests last year. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The United Nations is accusing Taliban insurgents and Afghan government forces of deliberate attacks on the workers and facilities during the coronavirus outbreak. In a special report released Sunday, the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan documents 15 incidents of violence targeting healthcare since early March. At least seven people were killed in two separate attacks by the Al-Shabaab militant group in Somalia in the last 24 hours. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for both attacks. For more news, go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.